This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without a little drama. In this case, a dramatic injury for a member of this show. Which one was it? Raise your hand.
Yeah, it's me.
Producer Jessica, how did you injure yourself? First of all, you're okay?
I'm fine. And it's not that bad of an injury, but boy, at the time and the hours afterwards, did it feel bad.
Okay, what did you do?
So, first off, I was cooking my fabulous Costco Thanksgiving meal kit, which, by the way, if you're only having a couple of people over for Thanksgiving next year, just get that.
We had talked about that we didn't realize it even existed until we found out right before Thanksgiving, and you went with it.
It was $3.99 a pound, ended up being $37 for like everything we needed. I also bought some sweet potatoes and a pumpkin pie.
Okay.
My whole meal was under $50.
Right. Nice work.
That's mind-boggling to me. Anyway, how'd you get hurt?
You know those signs on things that, you know, certain devices that you see and you go, well, of course I'm not going to do that. What kind of idiot would do that?
Right. Like on hair dryers, you'll see don't use while bathing.
Or those fresh packets they put in like beef jerky that says do not eat.
Yes.
So I have a digital meat thermometer. I've never used, so I decided I should use it this year. And on the outside of one of them, it says, always use glove when taking out of meat.
Oh.
Because it's hot.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you thought to yourself, well, why would I need to be told that?
What kind of idiot? So, I put it in, we get it in the oven. I was taking out the potatoes because I had one of the potatoes and one of the turkey just to make sure everything was getting heated evenly.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't think I'm in the right position in the potatoes when I was moving things around halfway through cooking without even thinking.
You grabbed it.
I grabbed it, fully grabbed it with three of my fingers, immediately ran to go to the water. Oh. I've got blisters on three fingers.
Ooh, big burn.
Yeah, it was
blisters on her fingers.
So we're talking like a second degree burn at the minimum. Did you go with the old put it in butter trick? I heard that was that. Isn't that what you do?
You don't want to do that because that'll hold the heat in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. No, yes. I had running water and then ice packs. The meal wasn't ready yet, so I had to still finish preparing the meal. So the entire time when I'm preparing the meal, I'm holding an ice pack in one hand while doing whatever I need to do.
The other.
It was very complicated. It hurt for a good 5 hours before I could finally let go of the ice pack.
Well, and here's the thing, too. It's not that you went, hey, I can grab this. You just weren't thinking.
I wasn't thinking.
Yes.
No.
And that's, I guess, why they have the warnings.
See? So every time, next time you see one of those warning signs, just know there's some poor soul that didn't heed the sign, and there's a reason they're there.
Isn't it even more maddening when you do it and you know what an idiotic move caused? It was your own idiotic move that caused the injury.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
That's what I'm calling you, an idiot, Producer Jessica.
I was an idiot. I called myself that.
Right. I'm sure as soon as you touch, after your skin stops sizzling, you're like, oh, you idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was bad. I could see, like, the meat thermometer had, like, it was grates at the top of it. Mm-hmm. I could see it in my finger.
You're like the villain from Raiders of the Lost Ark. That medallion burned into his hand.
Yeah.
This is your origin story.
It could
Jess.
Be my villain origin story. Or let's put a good spin on this. And this is something I thought of later that night after I had my bottle of wine to help with the pain.
Sure, well, it's medicine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
I said, well, you know what? My fingerprint is now different. So if my fingerprints happen to have been on any crime scene material in the last couple months, I now no longer can be implicated.
You didn't burn your fingerprints off. They're there somewhere.
Well, my fingerprints are definitely different now. I'll tell you that much.
She scarred it, you know?
I definitely scarred.
I love that she says, if my fingerprints just happen to be at a crime scene somewhere, I'd like to investigate that a little further.
This is further into Jessica's villain origin story. First she gets burned, then she thinks of all the crimes she commit with her new fingerprints.
Oh my gosh. Is Dolly Parton breaking up with us?
What?
That's coming up at 7 o'clock. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Dolly Parton was recently named the number one country artist of all time by Billboard magazine, and her response is classic Dolly.
When I was a little girl, I would sit around the radio listening to the Grand Ole Opry and hearing all those great big stars. I dreamed of what my life could actually become as well. I just want to say a great big thank you to the folks at Billboard, but most of all, to you. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to take my music all around the world and to see my dreams come true. Just know this from the bottom of my heart. I will always love you.
Uh-oh.
Dolly.
Uh-oh.
Dolly.
Uh-oh.
My goodness, what are you thinking? That's a breakup song. Your song, I Will Always Love You, is a breakup song.
If you want to enrage Tammy, mistake the song I Will Always Love You for a love song. She will go, you just heard it.
Well,
the woman herself who wrote the song was just yelled at by Tammy. Number one country artist of all time. Just yelled at by Tammy.
But Shelly, she wrote it for a man she was breaking up with. I have to go.
I'll
always love you, but I have to go. I'm leaving you.
The end of the Bodyguard. He leaves her, right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm having some fun with Dolly leaving us. She's not, but I just was shocked.
Seriously, I never see you get more fired up when someone plays a slow song like I Will Always Love You and starts dancing like it's like a romantic. Mm-hmm. It's a pickup song!
It is!
Tim, you're at a wedding reception. Stop it. Your marriage is doomed!
Oh, my God! I've never said that.
Meanwhile, my sister and brother-in-law over the week, they're the two most beautiful dogs, and they love their dogs so much, they seriously are thinking about cloning one of them.
Okay.
Which is really weird to me. Very pet cemetery.
Yeah.
But if it exists, if the technology is there, we got to figure out a way to clone Dolly. We just can't.
Yes.
I can't imagine a world that she's not in.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I totally agree. It's the one time we'll allow it for a human.
Okay. I think we can all agree
Dolly,
on that, right?
Yes. I don't think anyone would have a problem with that.
That will unite the country. 833-287-1037. How about this? Disneyland family four-pack all week for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Win or lose, you're going to go to Disney and take your family too. If you win, you have $100 extra as well. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. I'm KSON. I have two very conflicting tavern stories to share over my Thanksgiving vacation.
You can tell you went to the Midwest because you refer to it as a tavern.
Well, I don't want to be like, I was horrible. I thought tavern might sound fancier.
It sounds classier.
I had such a great break. Everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Y'all know what I feel about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole week of partying. And it's a whole week of family. And part of that, it's become a tradition the last 2 years. My nephew, his lifetime best friend, Shifty, and my daughter's boyfriend, Zach, we go on a road trip early in the Thanksgiving week to a football game.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, it was Tammy's heaven, Lambeau Field, for the Green Bay Packers. This year, it was my heaven, Soldier Field, to see my Chicago Bears play the Minnesota Vikings.
Couldn't beat them? Oh, so disappointed.
Yeah, I was there. It was a noon kickoff.
Okay.
So we met my cousin Johnny, his son James, at an Irish bar that took a shuttle to Soldier Field.
Oh, nice. Fun.
It's called O'Neill's, right? And I know I'm in Chicago because, and I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating this at all. The owner or manager on duty gets on this loudspeaker. Just to let you know, we're going to start loading the buses about an hour before kickoff. The shuttle will run continuously throughout the game. Also want to let you know, 15 minutes from now, we're going to have the sausage and the peppers ready for you. Come on, get your sausage and peppers. Bears! And sure enough, everyone goes, Bears! I'm like, I'm home.
You wanted to live there, I bet. Oh, my God. Okay. How many sausages and peppers did you eat?
You know, the problem is we fueled up at the free breakfast at the hotel.
Oh, that was
because
dumb.
I was like, get it while it's free, guys, because nothing's free at Soldier Field. Well, anyway, every time he went on the loudspeaker. All right, want to let you know we're out of Old Style. There's no more Old Style, but we got plenty of Schlitz. Bears!
Every time at the end. Oh, God,
Bears.
That's great.
Wasn't Go Bears. Yes. And then, and as if on cue, Bears! Everybody in the crowd.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Even
what
after
a great
the
experience.
Game. And I'll tell you this. This is going to surprise you, Tammy. I've never seen a Bears game at Soldier Field in Chicago.
That just blows my mind.
I know. I've seen them all over the country in different places, including here in San Diego, when we used to have a team, but never in my hometown of Chicago. So I was, oh my God, I'm surrounded by Bears fans. We're all idiots because our team sucks, but still,
no,
we're a family.
You're fans. It's okay.
It was great. So even though my team lost and then lost again on Thanksgiving and then, thank God, fired their coach, the one bright spot of the last week from a Bears fan, even though that all happened, I still had what's one of the best times. It was the exact opposite of what happened right when we got to Chicago, our first night could have ended horribly, almost ended horribly. In fact, it did for somebody.
Oh, my God.
I'll have that at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Escondido. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for asking. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I feel like it just went by so fast.
Oh, God, tell me about it. I know. Would you please do me a favor, Veronica, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Sorry, Tammy. You got to go. We'll see you in a few.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Veronica, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, all ties are going to go to Tammy. Okay, Veronica?
Okay.
Moana 2 was released over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Maui is played by Dwayne Johnson. What is the ring name Dwayne Johnson is also often known by?
The Rock.
Now that we're a few weeks removed from the CMAs, true or false, Chris Stapleton and Brooks and Dunn are now tied for the most CMA award wins ever.
Oh, I'll say false.
Aubrey Anderson Emmons recently shared with People magazine that she thinks kids should skip acting in favor for a normal childhood, despite her being very grateful for her career, especially for the role of Lily on Modern Family. Who was Lily the adopted daughter of? Cam and Mitchell, Jay and Gloria, or Phil and Claire?
Phil and Claire?
The trailer is out for the new Dexter prequel. It will premiere on the same network that Dexter has always been on. What is that network?
CBS.
Some of the A League of Their Own cast reunited at a sports collectible show in Chicago, including Gina Davis and Rosie O'Donnell. What position did Gina Davis's character play in A League of Their Own?
Catcher.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Veronica, what you got going on today? Back to the normal?
Yes, I'm trying to get back in the routine, getting the kids up and ready. I'm dreading this morning.
I landed back in San Diego yesterday. I was very grateful to not step outside and do this because of the cold. But where did that week go? Where did that week go? It went so fast. All right, Veronica did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay, all right.
Moana 2 was released over the holiday weekend. Did not get the best reviews. Maui is played by Dwayne Johnson, whose nickname is?
The Rock.
That's right, Veronica knew that. 1-1. Now that we're a few weeks removed from the CMAs, here comes a true or false. Chris Stapleton and Brooks and Dunn are now tied for the most CMA award wins ever.
Award wins. God, I know he's got so many, but I'm going to say true.
It is, in fact, true. Oh. Believe it or not, Chris Stapleton and Brooks and Dunn each have 19 CMAs.
Oh, crazy. Wow.
It's now 2-1. Unfortunately, Veronica went with false. Aubrey Anderson Emmons recently shared with People magazine that she thinks kids should skip acting in favor of a normal childhood, despite her being very grateful for her career, especially for the role of Lily on Modern Family. Who was Lily the adopted daughter of? Cam and Mitchell, Jay and Gloria, or Phil and Claire?
Cam and Mitchell.
That's right. Veronica went Phil and Claire. It's 3-1, Tammy. The trailer is out for the new Dexter prequel. It will premiere on the same network that always airs Dexter. What is that network?
Is it Showtime?
It is Showtime. Veronica went CBS. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, some of A League of Their Own cast reunited at a sports collectible show in Chicago, including Gina Davis and Rosie O'Donnell. What position did Gina Davis's character play in A League of Their Own?
Was she the catcher?
She was, in fact, the catcher. That is right. Veronica knew that. Clean sweep today, Veronica. So, really, nothing you could do. Tammy's going to take home the gold for that. But you're going to get a great prize today.
You have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
My kids are going to be so excited. Thank you.
Veronica, tell them it's a present from Santa. They'll go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, Veronica,
you.
Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Veronica from Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
While on Thanksgiving break, I spent a couple of days in Chicago to see my Chicago Bears play. Our first night there, however, could have ended, well, did end horribly for some poor soul. This is an unbelievable story. We were in Chicago. We just got done eating dinner. And Chicago, this time of year, it's beautiful. Okay,
sure.
Everything's decorated
for
Christmas.
Holidays,
you know, we're right on the lake, Lake Michigan. I mean, all the old school stores. It's really what you'd imagine, you know, a big, massive city does for Christmas.
Sure, and especially in the Midwest.
Right. We're walking around, enjoying the lights and enjoying the people. But all of a sudden, well, listen, we start noticing things are starting to get little, what's going on with the sirens?
Uh-huh. That's Christmas.
It's an angry night in Chicago tonight.
Well, I had no idea how true that statement was. When you heard the sirens at first, as you just heard, mm-hmm. it's like, wow, that's a lot of sirens. The sirens just kept getting louder and more numerous. And I'm like, something's happening here, right? Well, I didn't have any idea how true that statement was. We were trying to get back to our hotel, and a cop stops us. Many cops stop us and say, no. Can't go down that way. Can't go down that way.
Okay.
So, coincidentally, there was an open tavern right next door.
Oh, well, imagine that.
Well, you got to wait it out somewhere, Tammy.
Yes.
It's cold. It's cold outside, too. You know, you got to get inside, get warm.
Of course. And
in this case, get safe.
Yeah.
We're sitting there just having conversation, loud bar. I look up at the TV. There's a reporter doing a live shot right outside the bar where we're at.
Oh,
Turns out some poor person was shot and killed at the Macy's where we were.
Oh, my God.
That happened, like, while we were walking around outside.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. As we're in the bar, we look up at the TV screen and there's a reporter literally outside.
That you could see if you looked out the window?
The window.
Oh, that would be scary. That would be freaky.
Like, well, I wonder what's going on. A woman shot at Macy's. Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a little harrowing, and we obviously were able to get back to the hotel, but we didn't really need a reason to hang out at the tavern longer than we did, but, you know, just to be safe. It was a safe thing to do, Tim.
I definitely would have stuck there. Can you imagine if you were, like, going to meet somebody, though, and you're like, I can't get there, and they're like, well, it sounds like you're at a bar.
Right.
You know, why can't you get here?
I swear to God, honey. Yes. Woman shot outside Macy's. Moment of silence for her family.
That would be wild.
I bet.
Yes. No kidding.
You played the woman got shot card last week, pal.
Yeah. That, like, who would believe you, you know?
If I didn't have the TV proof.
Yeah.
I would not have believed myself.
Right.
Well, thankfully, that was the only negative, and obviously a very big negative part of our trip. Hope you had a wonderful family-filled, not drama-filled Thanksgiving break, but, you know, maybe there was some drama, too. Either way, we'd love to hear from you at 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Jelly Roll found out a new way, an unusual way, to go off the grid.
The annual Jelly Roll gets rid of his phone saga.
You know how I throw my phone out all the time? We're at the Cumberland River on the Shelby Street walkway. Mama, I love you. Bailey, I love you. I look forward to spending my next couple of months with just y'all with no outside interference. Freedom, baby!
So that weird sound you hear in there is Jelly Roll's phone going through the air, spinning, and splashing into the Cumberland River.
There has to be a better way to go off the grid than throwing your phone into a river. Now, just a little backstory here.
Yes.
Jelly Roll was celebrating the end of his tour.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, as you probably picked up on, is going to go off the grid and spend time with the people he loves, his mom, his wife, and doesn't want any outside interference.
Yes.
We all have been there. We all have experienced, I hope, the gloriousness of not checking your phone for a few days.
Right.
But I usually turn it off and put it into a drawer. I don't throw it into a freaking river.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for the moment it was funny and whatever, and especially for his wife and everybody watching it go through the air and into the water was hilarious. But then you're thinking, gosh.
I just hate being a stern father here.
I know.
But
you're throwing it
Mr.
in the
Roll.
River. Yes.
There has to be a better way, a less wasteful way.
Why not factory reset it and donate it? Ooh.
You see,
if you're
going
to get rid of it, right?
Yeah, but that's not a story.
Oh.
You can't. Here I am. Look at my life. I'm so blessed. I want to save kids, and I want to save myself, so I'm going to go off the grid for a while.
Yes.
Hey, so I'm going to factory reset and donate it to charity. It's just
doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't have
the
dramatic Jelly Roll flair to it.
It doesn't. Jelly Roll, of course, is Saturday's headliner at Stagecoach, and you could be going. If you haven't signed up, do so right now at KSON.com and be listening for your name first chance at 8:05.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. There's making your own Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Kurt, Tammy's husband's version of, quote, making your own Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, Kurt went full-on pilgrim this year.
He really did. He really wanted a fresh turkey. And a friend of his has a tiny little farm, and they were raising turkeys this year. And she happened to mention it to him. And he's like, oh, could I buy a turkey for my family's Thanksgiving dinner? So that's what he decided to do. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want anything to do with butchering the turkey. Because when I was a kid, my dad and the neighbors all got together to raise some chickens. And guess who got to do the dirty work? All the kids are the ones that had to pluck feathers and do all that stuff.
They made you as kids kill chickens?
Well, we didn't do the actual...
butchering?
We didn't do the actual, how did my husband put it, dispatching of the chickens. But we had to sit and pluck the feathers and use the thing that helps pull it out. And it was...
You and I had very different...
Hard work.
Different lives, didn't we?
Yeah. It was very hard work and I hated every minute.
I went to KFC. Tammy plucked feathers from a chicken.
I did. So I didn't want anything to do with it. And he's like, that's okay. I really want to do this. And my husband is if you know anything about him, he's a believer of when you hunt something, you know, you use everything, you do everything correct. You thank him for, you know, giving you the opportunity to have a meal.
And when you say thank him, thank the creature.
Yes. Yes. Just like the Native Americans do. They thank them for providing sustenance for their family.
I just watched Tim McGraw in 1883 teach his young son John.
Yes.
While they killed their first deer to thank the deer.
It's totally
I just watched
true.
It on the airplane yesterday. Go ahead.
So anyway, so my husband went out and he brought back this turkey. Now, when they were out there, he was telling me about the whole procedure on what they did. And he said, we decided to call her Rosemary.
He named the turkey before he killed
the turkey.
Well,
then you can say thank you, Rosemary.
Ah,
you know,
just not thank you is not enough. You got to actually name,
well, yes,
get attached
they named
to
Rosemary,
the bird.
And they petted it and everything because, as his friend said, we don't have any unhappy meat here. So the animal is loved before it's taken, I guess. But anyway.
This is such a bizarre story.
I know.
The animal's loved before it's beheaded. Go on.
Oh, again, he did.
You're saying it so matter-of-factly, Tim, as if there's not a way to go to a store and buy a fresh turkey.
Sure, but he wanted one because he knew who raised it. He knew it, how it was fed. He knew everything about it. So
I think
totally
I want to know
that.
The animal I eat.
Yeah.
I don't want to name it. I don't want to pet it. I just want to eat it. I got to know. Could you tell? Was it a difference? Was it a different tasting than the store-bought turkey?
It was extremely flavorful. Extremely flavorful, especially the dark meat. For some reason, I'm more of a breast person, but I don't know. It was really good.
I'm just trying to think what my reaction would be. If my phone goes off on Thanksgiving Eve and Kurt calls me and says, hey, Johnny, so excited you're coming to the house for Thanksgiving tomorrow. You want to help me kill our dinner? I'm going to go ahead and say it's a hard pass.
You let somebody else do the dirty work, I guess.
Yes, I'll do dishes. I'll make the green bean casserole.
There's a space for everyone.
Just not going to slaughter an animal. Am I the weirdo?
No, you're not a weirdo. Okay, it's not for everybody, for sure. Hence why we have things like farmers and butchers and all that to do that for you.
I got to hand it to your husband. He's the only person I know that could completely make a woman's dress, which I've seen him do, can build a hotel for bats, which is in his yard, and goes ahead and slaughters his own Thanksgiving bird.
Yes.
I mean, I just... He says he's gonna do it, he does it.
He does.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Not a bad way to start your Monday off, hey?
Absolutely not.
Honey, you are going to Stagecoach.
Oh, how exciting. Oh, been working hard on these.
Oh, that's so great. You've been working, and now it paid off. You heard your name. You called back. And you're going to see Zach Bryan, Jelly Roll, Luke Combs, Sammy Hagar, Brothers Osborne.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh,
take me back.
Oh, there you go. We're going to have a blast. Hope to see you out there. We'd love to get you on the road to Stagecoach as well, just like Rachel just took. Go to KSON.com. It's always being refreshed by EcoWaterSoCal.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Chula Vista. Say good morning to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Aaron, you're so excited. I love it.
I am so excited. I am a teacher, and I'm on my way to work this early to get ready for the day. And I have a 2- and a 4-year-old, and they love Disneyland. And I'm so excited to get to play.
This is made for you.
Yes.
Totally takes the pressure off.
Well, let's just jump into it then. Aaron, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tam, you got to go.
All right, good luck.
Erin, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Erin, Michelle Yeoh stars as Madame Morrible in the movie version of Wicked. John Chu directed the movie. The two previously worked on the film Crazy Rich What?
Asians.
Wicked is a huge success and honestly a truly excellent film. Jeff Goldblum plays the Wizard of Oz. True or false, the Wizard of Oz's real name is Oscar Diggs.
True.
Last week, Macy's celebrated the 98th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. Which character is the longest running float? Smokey Bear, Mickey Mouse, or Snoopy?
I'm going to say Snoopy.
Nicole Scherzinger plays Sina, Moana's mother, in the movie franchise. What female pop group is Scherzinger most well known for being the lead vocalist of?
The Pussycat Dolls.
Jude Law recently revealed that the English cottage in The Holiday wasn't actually a real home, and the director had it built. Name one of the two lead actresses in the beloved 2006 film The Holiday.
Ooh, Cameron Diaz.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Erin, you mentioned you're a teacher. You want to go shout out your school?
Yeah, National City Middle School, baby.
Did you have a wonderful break?
I did. I really did. And now it's even more wonderful. It's ending in a great way.
Well, Erin, it's about to get even more wonderful for you because we're getting back into the mix of things, Tammy, with a perfect 5 for 5.
Ooh,
for Erin.
What? Going to hit me right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't happen very often, but when it does, Tammy, as you probably remember, mm-hmm. we don't tell you if you're right or wrong until the end to build suspense. But either way, yes. Erin, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Tammy, Michelle Yeoh stars as Madame Morrible in the movie version of Wicked. John Chu directed the movie. The two previously worked on the film Crazy Rich What?
Asians.
Wicked is a huge success and honestly a truly excellent film. Jeff Goldblum plays the Wizard of Oz. True or false, the Wizard of Oz's real name is Oscar Diggs.
Wow, you know what? I have no idea what his real name is. I'm going to say true.
Last week, Macy's celebrated the 98th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. Which character is the longest running float? Smokey Bear, Mickey Mouse, or Snoopy?
Mickey Mouse.
Nicole Scherzinger plays Sina, Moana's mother, in the movie franchise. What female pop group is Scherzinger most well known for being the lead vocalist of?
The Pussycat Dolls.
Jude Law recently revealed that the English cottage in The Holiday wasn't actually a real home, and the director had it built. Name one of the two lead actresses in the beloved 2006 film The Holiday.
Cameron Diaz.
All right. As they say in the game show world, let's go to the board. Tammy and Erin both knew that John Chu directed Crazy Rich Asians.
I just watched it over the break, by
truly,
the way, too.
Truly funny
I
movie.
Love it.
Oscar Diggs is the actual name of the Wizard of Oz. That is true. Let's skip over the third one, if you don't mind. Nicole Scherzinger was the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls. You both nailed that. Holiday starred Cameron Diaz or Kate Winslet. You both nailed that one. But looky, Erin, would you please tell Tammy the longest running float in the Macy's parade?
It is Snoopy.
Snoopy is right. And that means Erin comes back from break, educating young minds, taking her family to Disney, and bringing $100 extra with her. Erin, well done.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, you guys. You made my holiday. Thank you.
You bet. And you have those 4 one-day, 1-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you.
Erin, thank you for educating minds. We appreciate teachers very much on this program. And best of all, you get to say this.
I'm Erin from Chula Vista, and I graduated from TAMU College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All aboard the Emerald City!
Just follow the road. It's going to lead you right to me.
Not sure you heard, but they did a movie version of Wicked. So when we started seeing the ads, even the stories about the casting of Wicked, which mm-hmm. seems like 5 years ago now, the coverage of it has been so overblown. I remember saying it better not stink because of how hyped it is.
Yes.
It does not stink. I saw it Saturday. I was blown away by how much I loved it. Jessica?
It's the perfect movie.
You're looking at me like a proud parent right now.
I'm so proud. It's the perfect movie. I was shocked because I was waiting. Because you know how musical adaptations usually work. I mean, mm-hmm. I love Les Mis. That's my favorite movie musical of all time. The movie? Not as good.
My friend Sam is a Broadway fan as well, a fanatic as you are, and she said almost the exact same thing. It's the most perfect adaptation of a musical brought to film that I've ever seen, possibly it's ever been done.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, the casting alone is so good, and I was not happy when Ariana Grande got cast.
Yeah, you were not expecting it to be a good thing, and it's a wonderful thing, right?
She killed it.
There's nobody else that could be in that role. Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba is pure perfection.
So I never really got into musicals. In fact, I was kind of begrudgingly brought to Wicked when I saw the Broadway version. I walked out saying, that's the best thing I've ever seen. And that was the musical. Mm-hmm. So same exact thing for the movie. I was like, well, how can they make it better? The musicals have already been done. Mm-mm. Big wrong. It was so, so great. It's just a perfect Hollywood movie.
The only time I saw Wicked the musical was back when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin. So it's been a long time since I've seen it. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff I don't remember, which I'm actually glad.
Yeah.
So I'm going into it, you know, kind of almost as a newbie to this, not a newbie to the story, but with new eyes, because I'm going to forget some things and then be reminded of it.
Right. It's awesome that you said that, because that is exactly the experience I had sitting between my two daughters at the theater. Julia has seen it many times. In fact, I took her to see the show here.
Yes.
She fell in love with it like everybody did.
Yeah.
Abby, on the other hand, on the other side of me in that movie, had never seen Wicked, did not know the story.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them at the end, I won't give anything away by saying we're sobbing.
Yes, that's good. And there's a part two. Were you mad that there's a part two?
I'm mad that I have to wait a year for it.
Okay, yeah,
agreed.
That would make me mad.
Yeah.
It's done. It's done. That bothers me too. It's like, wow, come on, really? A year? Put it out in the summer. Put it out in the summer.
Yeah, 6 months should be like the longest you have to wait. I had thought for a small fraction of a moment that I might try to do seeing Wicked and Gladiator 2 because they were trying to do the whole thing like they did with Barbie and Oppenheimer. But then I'm like, no one's going to do that with me. So,
no. By the way, if anybody wants to call and just talk to me about Fiero for a half hour, because I will talk about Fiero for a half hour.
He's the hunky male lead, Tammy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Very well cast. I'll say that. The guy does okay for himself. Even I was like, damn, I've heard of him.
So go see Wicked. Five stars, right?
100%. We all knew Jessica was going to love it. Okay, yes. That was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I am just as passionate about it. I can't believe I loved it as much as I did. I want to see it again.
Morning show trip.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM.
Guess where Kenny Chesney had his Thanksgiving celebration?
Oh, St. Bart's.
Oh.
St. Well, John's.
I thought maybe you'd say had his families, you know. No. He had Thanksgiving with Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, what is up with those two now? This isn't a romantic thing.
No, it's not.
This is like Kelsey considers Kenny Chesney to be a mentor and someone that she is clearly influenced by, and he has embraced that
and really is the
biggest fan of hers.
He is a huge fan of hers, and he's doing the same thing now with Megan Maroney. Maroney had out on his tour last year, and I think he's loving that role of being someone that someone looks up to, and how do I make my show better, you know.
It's also living proof that Kenny Chesney's eyesight is perfect. I mean, not too shabby as far as, you know.
I'm sure he has done the same thing with male artists who've been on his tour.
I don't know. Show me one dopey looking guy.
Okay.
All I see is Kenny and Kelsey, Kenny and Megan. I mean, good for him, man. Mentor or not, those eyes aren't hurting.
Greg is coming in next, and you'll have to ask him how his big trip went to the East Coast, because not only did they pack in Thanksgiving with family, they packed in a christening and a wedding.
That Greg was the best man for.
Yes, and his daughter was a flower girl in, so I can't even imagine the stories Greg's going
to
have.
Not to mention his wife, with her in-laws.
Oh, yes.
And a one-year-old traveling on an airplane for the first time.
Yay!
Should be a fun afternoon for Greg, just to be away from the madness, and he is coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.